Lili Nishmas, Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Simon Tafayin Beis. Yeshulchano mi aruch mi ba'od yom. The table should be set already from Erev Pesach. Why? Kedei lechol miyad kishetechshach. So that you can start eating right away when it gets dark. V'afim hu ba'beis ha-medrash yakum. Even if you're learning, get up to get home to help set the table and get everything ready. Why? Mipnei she-mitzvah l'maher lechol b'shvil ha-tinoko shelo yishnu. Because there's a mitzvah to start eating right away so that the children shouldn't fall asleep. One main purpose of the Seder is to transmit the Mesorah and our Yesodos and Emunah to the children. So you want the children to be awake. If the Seder starts too late, they'll fall asleep. So you want to be able to start the Seder right away. So everything should be ready from Erev Pesach, from before. The Mishnah Berurah quotes another pshat, that you want to feed the children early so that they don't fall asleep. If they're well fed, give them a nice snack, there's a better chance of them staying awake for the Seder. And another pshat the Mishnah Berurah brings is that you want to try to keep the kids awake until they get to the mitzvah of matzah and maror, so that they can ask about that too. Why do we eat matzah? Why do we eat maror? And the Charbos says, because the questions the children ask in connection with the mitzvah of eating will stick with them even more. But the primary pshat is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Be ready to start eating right away. Aval lo yomar kiddush ad shetechshach, but don't say kiddush until it's nighttime. Why? Because the mitzvos of matzah and maror are hukash, connected to the Karban Pesach, and the Karban Pesach is eaten only at night, and the Kiddush has to be at a time that it's fit to eat the matzah, which is only at night, so the Kiddush should be at night. Also, the Kiddush cup is one of the Dalet Kosos, and the Dalet Kosos also are with the mitzvos halayla that can only be done at night. So therefore, certainly under normal circumstances, everything in the Seder is done at night. Sometimes you have elderly people in old age homes, and there's a whole discussion how to run a Seder in a way that is done even before nightfall. That you would have to ask a Shaila for. Sif Beis. Yesadar Shulchanu Yafe. Set your table very beautifully. Bekelim Noin Kifi Kocho. With your nicest dishes, according to your abilities. V'yachin mokam moshavo, and you should fix a place to sit, sheyeshev b'haseva, that you can lean, derech erus, in the way of freedom. You're supposed to use your nicest dishes to show that tonight we became free. We became like wealthy aristocrats compared to being slaves. And wealthy aristocrats use nice silverware and nice dishes. And that's also why we lean. You should lean in a comfortable way. Even if you don't have very comfortable things to lean on, still, you should try to find a way to lean on something, because haseba is a major part. Back in the old days, the wealthy aristocrats would lean when they ate. So we want to be like them and act in a way like we're aristocrats. Derech Eirus tonight. We became the most important nation. Sif Gimel. Kishu Mesiv lo yata al gabo. You don't lean backwards. V'lo al panav. V'lo al yimino. Ela al smolo. You lean to your left when you do haseba. And the Ramah adds, v'ein chilek bein itzer le'acher. It doesn't matter whether you're a righty or a lefty, you have to lean to the left. Why do you lean to the left? So one reason is most people are righties, so you're going to use your right hand to eat. And the other reason is, as far as a health issue, it's more beneficial health wise to eat leaning to your left than leaning to your right, and that's why even someone who's a lefty would lean to his left. Now regarding leaning, you should know you're supposed to be comfortable. Some people sort of just sit on their chair and lean their bodies leftwards, and they're not leaning on anything at all. That's very uncomfortable. You want to be leaning to your left onto something which supports your weight, and it's a comfortable way to eat. One of the simplest ways to do this is to turn your chair so that the back of the chair is on your left side. And then when you lean to the left, you're leaning against the back of your chair, and that is a comfortable way to eat. That's the way that some of the poskim suggest, the easiest way to do haseba in a comfortable way. Well, Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, Isha eina tzricha haseba, elim kein hi chashuva. A woman doesn't need to lean, unless she's a very specially important woman. In the old days, women did not lean when they ate, except for the super, super special ones. So if you're very special, you would lean. The Ramah adds on, V'chol ha'nashim shelonu mikri chashuvos, and our women are called chashuvos, and therefore the women would lean. However, the Ramah concludes, Achlo nu'agu l'haseb. The custom is most women don't lean. Why? Ki samchu al Rav Yoh, the custom of Zvan Azeh ain l'haseb. They rely on the Rav Yoh, who says, nowadays, you shouldn't lean, because that's not the way we normally eat. For us, leaning is not the normal. It is not the norm. So the Rav Yoh held, you don't need to lean nowadays. Now, we don't accept the Rav Yoh. We do lean. However, since by women it's a question, so women rely on the Rav Yoh not to lean. So really, there are two customs out there. You have to follow your family minog. In many homes, the women do lean. In many homes, the women do not lean. You should follow your family custom. Well, I just wanted to add, Rav Nemetzel has a comment here, which is as follows. If the children are very young, and they will not be able to eat enough matzah and enough maror to get the mitzvah, so then they're not getting the real mitzvah of chinuch for the matzah and the maror. In a situation like that, the main purpose for them to be at the Seder is for you, the parents, to tell them the story. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So, Rav Nevitzel says, by the Amiras Haggadah is the main thing in that case. So you want to really make sure the children understand what the Shibud was and the miracles of the Geula, and that should be your main focus. If the children are old enough to eat the proper amounts, so then it makes sense to make sure they get to the matzah and the maror, so they get that mitzvah of chinuch as well, even if that means shortening a little bit in Magid, so that they're able to eat the matzah and the maror. But if they're not going to eat the matzah and the maror anyway, then make sure that you really fulfill the mitzvah of higadat olavincha, the mitzvah d'oraisa, before they leave the table. Okay, we'll stop here.